My name's Todd Natow. I assisted letting Reggie go, you know. This is a red-tailed boa. He's another one that likes to eat. I've kept reptiles since I was a kid. I don't know, I like them. There's something just cool about them. I like things that bite. Here's his shark teeth, and there's more shark teeth. Down here, we got backbones of whales. This is just some of them. I got cases of these things. This is a megalodon tooth. This is either a hadrosaur or a T-Rex. This was in solid rock. It took us 3 days to get the legs out. This is a vertebra from it. I'll show you the ponds. No more gators. Fish and Game made sure of that. But I got a snake right there. That's a red diamondback. I wouldn't trust him. When the Reggie whole episode went down, I had four gators. Reggie was not one of them. It was 2003. My son, he was with his little buddy Mikey. That's my kid. I used to hold him by the legs and put him back in the hole so he could grab them and pull them out. I was going to bring him to Harbor Park, and we were going to go catch critters for the pond. On the way there, I stopped at my buddy's liquor store. He goes, "Hey, Todd," he goes, "you got alligators?" He goes, "My buddy's got an alligator that he wants to get rid of." "Yeah, I'll call him right now." And he dials the phone. It was no secret that I had alligators.
"I need to get rid of this gator. Come on over, give me a hand."
He goes, "My neighbors above me just had a baby, and they're looking down into my backyard and seeing this big gator." So instead of going to Harbor Park, we went to his house. And he had a nice setup. He had a big pond in the backyard. And this gator was about, I think it was 6 feet 9 inches. It was big. So he drained his pond. Now that I got to kind of meet the gator, you know, he's a lot bigger. He's a male. Males known not to be nice to other gators. I go, "Nah, man, I can't do this right now, because he'll probably kill one of my females or, you know, whatever. And it wouldn't be good." That's when he started getting upset. He goes, "I got to get rid of him, you know, and da 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 da." And I drained my pond. I'm like, "All right, I felt bad. The dude drained his pond." And he was talking about letting him go at Harbor Park. He didn't have a pickup truck. He had a Corvette. So I think he'd had a trouble putting the thing in a Corvette. I had nothing to gain by this. Just trying to help him out. I go, "You want to let him go? Let's go." I was very familiar with Harbor Park. I would go there a lot. I knew how to get in there. I drove in there. We drove right up to the water, and then pulled him out of the back of the truck and took the duct tape off. Let him go. We let him go. Nobody sees or hears of the gator for a year. Nothing. I had forgot all about it. And then you start hearing, "Oh, there's an alligator in Harbor Park." And I go, "Oh, no."
Live breaking news.
7-foot alligator.
And I'm seeing pictures on the news, and I go, "Oh, this isn't good."
We were told that there was an alligator sighting in Lake Machado, and I didn't know if this alligator was sick or injured or hungry, and I didn't want to take that chance.
There were hundreds of people at the water's edge with binoculars, and it then kind of turned into a circus.
It was such a rarity that it became quite a show.
The Reggie story is one of the most crazy things that have happened to my part of Southern California.
We're talking about a huge area and a fairly small animal. I'd just leave him there.
We will have the legend of Reggie with us forever if he is part of our family now.
The internet got a hold of the story, and all of a sudden our residents are getting calls from relatives on the East Coast saying that they've heard about our alligator. We've got to recognize that he can't live in our park.
They roped off the whole park, and I know they caught another one or another two.
So far, it's been over $150,000 that we have spent.
The rumor is the great Steve Irwin is going to come to Harbor City.
Gatorland, they'd heard about it.
We didn't catch him. He's a good gator.
Jay Young, he actually had a necklace made out of alligator teeth.
I don't think he ever even saw it.
T-Bone Quinn, he'd said, I have been known to wrestle a few gators.
Well, they put him on the news, and he was a wanted felon. They came and took him to jail.